With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Americans have seen a lot of changes over the past year. Two things that have stayed the same are our love for the Super Bowl and chicken wings. Tom Super is the Senior Vice President of Communications with the National Chicken Council. He says Americans have devoured a lot of chicken wings this Super Bowl weekend.
There's no hotter time for wings than with the weeks leading up to the Super Bowl. And the National Chicken Council is projecting a record 1.42 billion wings to be eaten when the Chiefs play the Buccaneers for the Lombardi Trophy. That's up about 2% from last year, and that's despite the COVID-19 pandemic.
COVID-19 hit the restaurant industry hard, and he's surprised to how many chicken wings the NCC came up with for this year's report.
When we were putting our annual wing report together, I thought there had to be a decrease. And when talking to folks in the industry, when looking at the demand numbers, though, they've actually almost never been hotter.
If you want a good visual as to how many chicken wings that is, it could circle the circumference of the world three times.
1.42 billion chicken wings. If you laid them end to end, it would stretch from Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City to Raymond James Stadium in Tampa 19 times back and forth. And let's assume Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid could eat 3 wings per minute. It would take him more than 900 years to eat 1.42 billion chicken wings.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.